I didn't think like the first 5 or 6 episodes were funny like at all, but I kept watching it because all the characters were so like attractive to me, like in like a character
right here, bro. I was like, oh, dude. Right here is the clip that I always see.
Yes, man. They just combo him so well, man. This is like a true combustion of manly souls, if ever there was one.
So what are your top 3 favorite characters right now?
So Toto, I think, is probably my favorite, just because he is...
Sukuna, Toto, and Kugisaki.
Kugisaki.
That's the girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's an interesting... She got some more...
That's what I want to talk about, man.
That first outro for...
Yes, the jazz.
So good. It's so fucking
good.
Where they're dancing, like, through... Oh, my God, dude. I literally watched every single one of those.
Dude, me too, man. Me too. Welcome to Weaving with Wes, episode 21. We're starting this shit with some Jujutsu Kaisen. Was it the first season wrapped up?
Yeah, first season wrapped up last week, I believe.
Yeah, dude. So I Wes has been telling me for I don't know how long, for a long fucking time to catch up on this.
A few weeks now, at least. Probably like a month, I would guess.
Yeah, and I caught up in, I think, 2 or 3 days. And it was... Oh,
hey, you blew through it, man.
Dude, it was so good, man. That's when you know I really like a show. Like, I'll talk to you, I'm like, hey, I'm starting it. And then the next day, I'm one episode away from catching up.
So, I feel like we could go through, like, chronologically through the show and then talk about some of the different things that happen or some of the different characters.
Yes, absolutely. And I have a clip. So, we're going to... we're going to open with that, and then we'll branch off, because there's so much shit. There's so much good shit to talk about. So let's start the show with our beat. It's coming from Chazzy this time, from the Side Project podcast. And it is it's called Take It Down. It's a little chill, little beat. Kind of chill, kind of like trappy chill. You can hear that trap rap.
Yeah, it sounded like it was about to go into like some kind of hard drop or something.
Like old school Wayne, like early 2000s Wayne.
right.
Alright, I need to drink some coffee. Let's let this play out a little bit. I need to remember how I made this, because this isn't actually half bad. 2 creams, 1 thing of sugar. It's about to go fucking crazy. Is there another drop right here? Something has to change. I believe in you, Chazzy. Hit me with another layer. Right here. Oh, okay. Let's see what layers come out of this little... Okay, so it loops back around. But yeah, that's a dope-ass beat, man. That's a part of the beat pack that he sent me.
Cool.
Good old Chazzy, man. So I've seen this clip, but I remember just watching it, like I remember just like scrolling through it, just like it's another popular anime clip. You probably know which one I'm talking about. It's like the most popular clip from Jujutsu Kaisen. It's them beating the shit out of Okay, hold on. Let me just show you. It's so good, man. Just watching it makes me so fucking hype. Okay.
Okay.
Let's just open it up and then we'll
get into it. We'll just get right into it.
Oh my God, man. Why I want to do this episode is because it's fresh. Like I just finished it. And there's so much shit. Like I wasn't watching it weekly.
The show just ended too. So yes. It's like
yes. So like I have so much questions because because I got it done in like 2 or 3 days. So like I was just going through it. I wasn't doing it weekly. So I got a lot. So let me take a sip of this coffee and we will see this magnificent fucking clip. God, man, what a great character.
Yeah, Gojo or Kodo?
Let's start it.
Todo.
I gotta lower the sound real quick. Right here, bro. I was like, oh, dude. Right here is the clip that I always see.
Yes, man. They just combo him so well, man. This is like a true combustion of manly souls, if ever there was one.
Best of Rindle.
My brother.
I do. Okay. Let's just finish this.
His face every time he claps. He's so smug.
Yeah, dude. He's talking shit. I forgot about that scene, man. But okay, so I need to pull up this character list because I know I'm gonna. Okay, here we go. Yeah. So okay, dude. Okay, so let's just talk about Todo and what's the main character? Itadori.
Yuji Itadori.
Itadori. Okay.
Or Itadori Yuji, I guess.
Okay, what were the first impressions you had of Todo?
I actually really liked. So the first scene, if I recall correctly, that you see him is the preamble to the what is it called? The school. What do they call it? The school something.
I know what you're talking about. They're standing outside, and he's acting all like he's not acting best friendo at all at that introduction.
Right, so he meets Fushiguro at their school, right? And they're like, that's the episode where they announce that they're going to be doing that, or not announce, I think it's like a couple episodes after they announce that they're going to be doing like the school exchange competition or whatever, where they fight to see which school of Jujutsu sorcerers is the best.
Right.
Anyway, he comes out, and the first question he asks, I think, Fushiguro is, what is your type of woman or something like that?
Oh, yeah, it's the fetish thing. What are you into? Like, what type of women?
What is your type of woman?
And he said that his was tall with big boobs or was it big butt?
Big ass.
My man.
Yeah, I forget what Fushiguro said. I think he said something.
He said like personality or some
personality,
shit.
Personality, I think, yeah. And he was like, you've disappointed me.
Yeah, he was like, I knew. Yeah. He did beat the shit.
He totally did, yeah. So,
oh man, I forgot about that aspect. Okay. But.
There's a lot to talk about here. So let's start kind of.
Yeah, kind of guide me through it.
Chronologically, or would you rather go like character by character and discuss some of the different characters?
So
I think we could go character by character.
Yeah, let's go character by character. Because I wanted to get to. Like your top three favorite characters, and then I wanted to mention something else after we do everything, and that's the only thing. And then we're gonna go through like some game news, and then like some shows that we're watching. So yeah, sure. let's do that. So what are your top three favorite characters right now?
So Todo, I think, is probably my favorite, just because he is fucking insane and hilarious.
Yeah,
and also he's like. He kind of, like, the first time you see him, he kind of comes off as, like, a shitty person. But, like, he actually is, like, he's, like, super competitive. He has a very driven spirit. And he also, like, you saw once he became friends with Itadori, he wasn't just, like, beating him up to be, like, I'm stronger than you, fuck you. It was kind of like he was trying to push him to surpass his limits.
Right,
type of thing.
Right,
he was
exactly.
Teaching him during their battle. So.
And that's such a great quality for a character like that. It's not like, fuck you. It's like, fuck you, I'm going to help you. You know?
For sure, for sure. So, yeah, I really like I really like him, obviously. He's a great character. I feel like we haven't, since we're, what, 24 episodes into the show?
Yeah.
This will probably change, if I had to guess, my favorite
character.
Just because there's a bunch that we don't really have a lot on yet, a lot of information on. We haven't seen them a lot of scenes yet. So right now, after season one, favorite characters are Toto. Then I'm going to go for... probably Fushiguro, just because they gave him some backstory and the last couple episodes.
Really dark.
And yeah, it was dark, and also like his new power seems fucking awesome. Like,
dude,
huge spoiler if you haven't finished the season yet.
Yeah, yeah, I'll put a spoiler thing. Because this is all about the season one wrap up.
At this point, is like the shadows that he can just like that shadow sea that.
It's the domain. His domain is like that shadow thing now. So all these arms are like grabbing at him.
That was badass,
dude.
It was like the last episode or the second to last episode.
Yeah,
where the fight happened.
Yeah, those last three episodes were fucking crazy.
They man, it's so crazy because they did really strong in the school exchange arc, and I always love those types of arcs.
Me
too. So I was super hyped when it was announced, and then there was a great character. So you know, I was just like, "Oh, let's fucking go!" And then, man, they just had so many good fights in there, and then they ended the season right after that arc ended with some more amazing action.
Yeah,
and
like
more information on characters. They keep you wanting to see more. It's just really well done, I think. And the animation is phenomenal.
Right. It's like the first part of it is the introduction to the... What's Itadori's bad dude in his what? The Sukuna? Sukuna Fingers?
Something like that. Yeah, Sukuna.
So, like, it's all about that. And then it goes into the shit that you were talking about. And then it goes into, like, a mini, like dark backstory type thing.
Right, right.
That is so, it's and all of those are so great in just one season.
Yeah, I know. They got a lot done in this season. They had a lot of really good fights that had like build up to them, and then that
So let me give you your
characters.
Okay, yeah. I'll give you mine.
Let me knock those out real quick. So Toto for sure. I'm gonna leave Itadori out just because he's the main character, and I feel like he's kind of a given as like one of the best characters.
I like Sukuna more right now.
Really good. So yeah, I was gonna say,
is that his name? Are we pronouncing it?
Sukuna.
Okay.
Sukuna. Yeah. That's right. And so I like him. And then there's the, what's that guy's name? He's one of the high ranked Jujutsu sorcerers. He comes in and he's like, I think he's blonde, and he was like, I'm about to get off. You know, I have to get off of work or whatever. And then he goes into overtime and he just pops off.
Oh, Nanami. Man.
That's it. Kento Nanami.
Yeah, his power is like
great.
A contract.
I really
to
like him.
Yeah, like whenever the work time is over, he goes like fucking insane. God, man, I got to rewatch all this again, bro. I want to see it again.
Dude, he's awesome. He's really cool. He got like a really dope fight. And then he got another one with Itadori later on when they fought Mahito or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Mahito?
Wait.
Yeah, Mahito, I think is his name. The big bad guy, the guy who can like touch people and change their spirit or their form or whatever.
Oh my dude, whenever they introduced
his power is insane.
The movie theater, whenever they were introducing that and they showed how he did it and like just the animation of it, just like I was like, "Oh, what the fuck?"
Yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy.
And by the way, I love how creepy the show is.
Yeah, dude, they do a really
fucking
good job
love
with
that.
It. Like, they make the curses feel like curses.
They
do.
It creeps me out, some of that shit.
Especially that last, like the last couple episodes where they went and got that last finger and they had like the mysterious curse killing people or whatever. And it was almost like a mystery type thing that they were solving. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, like the last three thumbnails all looked like they were darker episodes.
Right, right.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's great.
And then the last one I would say right now is Gojo. They're like ridiculously overpowered
dude,
leader.
Gojo
he's
is
just so interesting. We know like almost nothing about him except that he's powerful and he's a badass and he's a pretty boy. Also, I don't know, do you watch the like the little shorts that they have after the episodes?
No.
So they have some where they're like there's
a few, but I skipped through it. I didn't really pay attention to them.
Yeah, there's some I don't know if they do them after every episode. I can't remember. I didn't watch them all. I just know that there's one that I'm thinking of that I always thought was really funny. It was Fushiguro was or the scene starts off with Kugisaki and Itadori running up to Gojo, I think, and they're like, ah, some girl's hitting on Fushiguro. We have to go stop him or whatever. So they all go run over, and he's like talking to this girl, and they start putting on this ridiculous act where they're like, oh, how could you cheat on me? I can't believe you've done this. Fushiguro, you horrible man, or something like that. Meanwhile, this stranger is just like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? And then Gojo comes up, and he says like some more ridiculous shit, like with a straight face. And then he's like, then Fushiguro looks back at this like the stranger, and it turns out she was just asking for directions. She's like, yeah, you just go over here. And he just looks back at them and like, you guys are fucking weird.
Yeah, dude, y'all are all fucking insane.
Man, all of the important characters that they've introduced so far have been really interesting. But yeah, for right now, excluding Itadori, because he would just be number one for me automatically because he's
right.
the main character. But
right.
Yeah. So recap is I put Fushiguro, I think Gojo and Todo were my three, and Todo is probably number one for sure. But Fushiguro and Gojo, I think, are tied kind of for second and third, so I'm not really sure which one would go where.
I've been thinking about mine while you were talking, and right now, dude, and this will bring us into the next topic, because okay so no order: Todo, Kugisaki, and
oh no, I didn't say Fushiguro. I said Nanami. I said Nanami
and Sukuna. Sukuna, Todo, and Kugisaki.
Kugisaki.
That's the girl.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's an interesting, she got some more
That's what I want to talk about, man.
Screen time, some more fights at the end of the show, but I want to correct mine real quick. It wasn't Fushiguro, even though I do really like him.
Yeah.
I think it was Todo, Nanami, and then Gojo.
Oh wait, Nanami.
I forgot about Nanami.
For
a second there. So I was looking at the picture of Fushiguro, and I was like, man, he's a pretty badass character.
Who's
Nanami? I don't know if I should call him Megumi or Yuji or what I should be calling them, but...
Who's Nanami? I'm looking.
Nanami is the guy who fought the big bad initially, and was the one who had the contract when he was in overtime, he was like, ah, it's past five, I'm in overtime now, and he would... just went off on the guy.
Yeah, dude, I love how he was like hinting about it before. He's like, man, I really don't want to fucking work overtime. I swear to God, if you keep me, I'm going to fuck you up. It's simple as that, bro.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, but I really want to talk about Kugisaki, because there's her character, it just developed so much in the last three episodes, and she's one of my favorite characters because she... Whenever she got down to business, like whenever her life was on the line, she got fucking demented. She was like, if I'm gonna die, bro, I'm gonna make you feel as much pain as possible. And she's actually fucking strong. And I want to make this.
Yeah.
Everybody's comparing Sakura and Kugisaki right now.
That's a pretty good comparison, honestly. The
right.
strong-willed, member of the trio squad, because they already have the very similar setup to the squads did in Naruto.
That's what everybody's comparing it to right now.
Kakashi, you have Gojo instead of what's your face, you have Sakura instead of
Kugisaki,
and instead of what's the other guy, Fushiguro, you have
Sasuke,
and
you know what?
Yuji is Naruto.
And you know what solidified the Sasuke thing for me with Fushiguro is he mentioned to Itadori one time. He's like, he's like, you're stronger than me right now, but I promise you, I will be stronger than you. So that little like two connection right there, I'm like, okay. But I mean, that's a common thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a small rivalry going on there, because at the beginning of the show, Fushiguro comes in and is like basically Yuji's introduction to the curse jujutsu sorcerer world, the world of sorcery or whatever you want to call it. So he's supposed to be like a prodigy, or maybe not a prodigy, but he's like from a high clan or whatever, like some kind of skilled clan. So he's like a skilled jujutsu sorcerer who's been in it since like he was super young, on his backstory.
Yeah.
And Yuji is just now getting into it, and he's already ridiculously strong. Like, that episode, let's go ahead and talk about those black flashes that he did.
Yes, dude.
So there's a whole preamble to right before he does them where...
Okay, can you explain, like, can you explain it? Like, the power again?
The black flashes?
Yeah, the black flashes.
So the best way to explain it would be kind of like how they explain it. Have you seen Kuroko no Basuke?
Yes, yes. But so not, you know, like, all of it. Like, probably 10 episodes total.
You might not have seen it then. At a certain point, the characters go into, like, this thing they call the zone, where they get, like, this crazy, like, eye thing. Their eyes, like, glow in the animation or whatever, and they just, like, go hard as shit.
Right.
It's supposed to be, like, whenever you're super locked in, and you're just, like, going to the maximum capacity that you can. Like, you're in the zone, essentially.
And I remember there was a limit. I remember them mentioning that.
Well, okay, so it wasn't a limit. It's harder. So, essentially, it's a timing. Each time you're making a punch, you have to nail the timing exactly. So, if you've ever played Counter-Strike, you can kind of think of it like doing B-hops repeatedly, maybe. That might be kind of an obscure reference. Not obscure reference. But
people that play that will immediately get it.
It's like trying to hit timings on a B-hop, essentially, is what is something you compare it to. Or, what's another time?
So it's just being precise with everything at that one moment.
Exactly. And you have to do it the exact, like, you have to perfectly hit the punch, perfectly do your cursed energy or whatever and release it at this exact time or whatever in that one window. And to do that, you essentially have to be in the zone, or at least to try and do it repeatedly. And that's, so whenever Itadori did it, when he went into the zone, he did it like, what, like 4 or 5 times?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
The record. After they had this whole preamble where I think Nanami was the one, maybe, or Gojo.
Yeah. It was Nanami. They panned to him and then he was talking about it.
Right. Yeah. And he was doing like a little like info thing on like a side thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh my God. Dude, you're making me want to fucking watch it all again.
It's so good. But yeah. So they give this whole thing about how insanely hard it is. And then he just does it like 5 of them in a row. And you're just like, holy shit. Like, that's crazy. So now it's interesting the way they left off the season because we saw that whole struggle with Megumi or Fushiguro, whatever you want to call him.
Right.
I call him Megumi, I guess, is probably the correct way.
Fuck it.
So Megumi,
he'll be all right.
Is like struggling. Like, we see him struggle with the fact that Yuji just got into being a sorcerer and he's already like probably more powerful than Megumi is. And everybody's actually shocked by that because obviously they thought he was dead. And then he comes back and he's like even more powerful because he's been training with Gojo and he seems like he's just like a natural.
Yeah.
So at the end of the show, we kind of see Megumi gain a little bit more ground.
Because he goes to Gojo, remember?
Power. Right, exactly. So he gets some more training before they go on that mission or whatever.
Dude, and he's training with... Okay, dude. So that would be like Zoro being like training with an admiral. Like going up and being like, yo. Because you know, Gojo right now is like, I don't know who else's like matches his power, you know?
Yeah, we already have like a really good comparison for that Zoro training with Hawkeye, I think is a really good comparison. Because Hawkeye is like supposed to be the best swordsman in the world of One Piece, I think.
Right.
And so Zoro training with him, I mean, that's about as good of a training as you can get, is training with the master, the best of the best, I mean. And that's essentially what Gojo is. So like his students are gonna be really good. Just like Kakashi was one of the best Jonin in the Hidden Leaf, and all of his Genin ended up becoming Jonin themselves and really powerful ones. That hell, one of them was the Hokage, and one of them probably could have been a Hokage in his own right if it wasn't for Naruto.
Right, definitely.
But yeah, I mean, another thing that's super interesting, I don't remember where we were going with this, but another thing that's super interesting is all of the different powers are like very unique. Like Nobara's or Kugasaki, whatever you want to call her, Nobara.
She has like the
her straw doll. It's very like, I thought at the beginning of the show I thought it was gonna be kind of lame. Just like, I mean, it was interesting because it was
Hawkins,
you know, when you think of Cursons, like Hawkins, Basil Hawkins,
right?
Think of the straw dolls and the what do they call it, the thing where you put like the pins in the doll and it hurts the other person or whatever. It's like an old, like,
it's like infused with all the curse energy and everything. And then, dude, whenever that guy's arm, I forgot the last like episode, the guy's arm, he was running, he was in the back of that truck and he's like, drive, 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 I gotta get the fuck away. And then his arm was still back where Kugisaki and Itadori was, remember? I forgot.
His arm was?
The dude, The last villain with like the fucking mohawk.
Oh, with the head on his face and then the head on his back as well. I mean, the face on his back.
The middle brother.
Oh, so the one that they were fighting.
And his arm got ripped off, remember?
I don't remember the arm getting ripped off.
And then he fled in the truck.
Fled in the truck.
Like, he got in the back of the truck. He's like, I'll kill you if you fucking...
Oh, right, and he was running away. Right,
yeah, and then the arm was back there, and I'm like, dude, she has the arm. She's about to fuck him up, bro.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Right. It was like the end of the fight, and he was about to get away, and she's yeah. like, no, you don't, motherfucker.
Yeah,
and
dude. Like,
yeah, yeah, okay.
Dude, she was talking shit and backing it up that entire fight.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We saw, like, her and Megumi get some really, like... have some strides as far as like their increase in powers goes. They don't seem like they're just completely in a like a lower league than Yuji anymore. They seem like they're all kind of, you know, pretty powerful at this point. Although it still seems like Yuji is more powerful than them just because he's got Sukuna in him.
Especially after that last finger.
Yeah, there. You know, now I'm thinking about it, there's a lot of parallels here between Naruto. I feel like all of the characters are actually different and aren't really that similar to the Naruto characters, but the same setup. There's obviously a lot of parallels.
Right.
You have the main character with this cursed like being inside of them that they can unleash as like a trump card if they get in trouble that will save them because they don't want the vessel to die. So like think of Kurama, I think is his name, the QB, the tailed beast that is inside Naruto.
Oh yeah, 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 Kurama.
Yeah, like his relationship, Kurama. Yeah, with his relationship with Naruto seems somewhat similar to early Naruto's relationship with. The tailed beast.
Yeah, dude, watch it. Watch them be fucking best friends in the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, and that would actually be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they're gonna do with that yet.
Yeah, dude.
Right now, we have a very clear point of contention, and that the more fingers he gets, the more likely it is that Sukuna will be able to just take over.
Right, because remember the last finger. Right, the last finger that they had. He's like, "Don't eat it. We're trying to fucking save it," and then. The mouth opened, and then he ate it, and everybody's like, ah, fuck.
They're just like, ah, shit.
Shit.
Didn't mean to do that.
Oh, fuck. I fucked up. But, dude, it seems like he's controlling it more, and he immediately got control of it after that. Because the first few, I guess it was because it was so new, he was, like, really, really struggling.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, like... Back to the powers, though. We have the voodoo dolls with Nobara. We have Megumi with his shadow summoning familiars. We have Yuji, who's just like a powerhouse who just punches things and has this crazy raw strength that he can just use without even using his cursed energy. He's just like already super strong, and then he adds cursed energy on top of it. He's just like super fucking powerful, like ridiculous. And then we have like a panda. That's like a cursed doll that has like sentience. Then we have like some weapons.
Yeah,
users.
Like he got fucked up. The panda got fucked up like a million times. And then he's like, oh, fucked him up, man.
Yeah. Oh man, I actually really like the cursed speech as well.
Dude, okay, yes, let's talk about that.
Before the fight starts, and he's like, stop, and the creature's like, oh, that was really dope. I think his power is really cool.
And it wasn't wavering. Like, at all.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, you could, I guess you, not really. What's his name? The shadow dude in Naruto.
The shadow dude in Naruto.
He plays chess with his dad.
Shikamaru.
Yeah, Shikamaru. Like, it's not, like, wavering, because you know sometimes Shikamaru would capture someone in the shadow, and then it would, like, they would struggle and just, like, slowly get out of it. Ain't nobody was moving an inch with my boy, bro. He's like, stop.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, fuck. What the fuck?
That was a fucking cool fucking power, dude.
That's so cool,
I'm excited
man.
To see some more. He seems like a reliable senpai for the characters. Him and Maki seem like really interesting characters to have as like the senpai for the show. You know, like they're people that they kind of looked up to. Word vomit. Yeah, look up to. Thank you. and I'm sure there's even more. I think we already know of some more characters that we haven't even met yet in the show, and I haven't been reading it, so I might.
Oh yeah, are they continuing that right now? The manga?
I'm sure it is.
I do not need to scroll down right now. Thank you for mentioning that. Oh my dude, I was about to scroll down into some crazy territory. Because I didn't I thought they were like taking a break or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I think
I'm seeing a lot of care. I'm just gonna forget what I'm seeing right now.
Oh, and then there's the other character that I forgot about, the other big bad guy, Geto or Suguru or whatever his name, Geto Suguru. Who is working with whatever that cursed guy's name is. Mahito.
Yeah, Mahito. I like Mahito. Remember when Mahito first got into the domain of Sukuna?
Yes.
And he got fucked on.
Yeah, he was just like, who the fuck do you think you
are? Dude, he's like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yes, curse spirit. I'm the fucking, like, king of curses. Who the fuck do you think you are? And he's just like, oh, I fucked up.
Yeah, I thought he was going to do more than that. I was like, okay, Mahito, he's a badass dude. And then all of a sudden...
About what's up? How he has almost died like 3 times in the show so far.
Wait, who?
Mahito.
Yeah,
he's like very narrowly gotten away with his life multiple times.
Orochimaru, Orochimaru, bro.
Yes.
Yep.
He's so similar, yeah. Like the fucking Hokage on the roof during the battle when he fucking the third Hokage pulls out the demon door and like tries to steal his soul but can only get like the arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's like Nanami coming in and fucking up Mahito and being like, nah, you can't fuck with my students. You're gonna die, bro.
Dude, I need to... fuck.
Man. So yeah, anyway, back to the powers. So Nanami also has a really cool power that the overtime thing and then the perfect... What was it? The perfect slices or the proportions or something? Where he can like see the proportions of things and like cut them perfectly or something. That's an interesting power. And then the other thing that I was going to mention is all of the cursed weapons that they've talked about, like how they have like special grade cursed weapons and all of that.
Yeah, the one that Gojo gave Itadori at first, and then he gave it back to him. And then Kugisaki's weapons that she uses. Are those cursed weapons too? The nails?
I think... I don't know if they're cursed weapons, but she definitely infuses them with cursed energy.
Right, right.
The curse, I think the other cursed weapons that we see are used by, what's her name? They're seniors. Maki and Mai both use some, and they use, like, some really powerful weapons. And then, do you remember that nunchuck one that they were using during the initial parts of the fight?
Dude, Maki is strong as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, her fight, she was dominating. There was no getting to her.
She doesn't have, like, any cursed energy, if I recall correctly, right? And she has to wear those glasses to even see curses because she has no cursed energy.
I was like, what the fuck? She's crazy, man.
It's, like, pure skill with her weapons at this point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we don't even know, really, what Gojo's... Like, the one insane attack that we saw him shoot, that, like, giant purple ball when he was breaking the barrier. That was just, like, way insane. Like, we don't even really know what his powers quite are at this point in the show.
Right. I was like, dude, you... Okay, like, I know he was a powerful being, but my God, bro, you destroyed so much shit.
Yeah, dude.
It was like a big spirit bomb, like, just coasting across the land.
Like a giant spirit bomb. That's a great way to put it. Yeah. What other powers were there that we've seen? We've seen Toto has that cool fucking clap power that we saw in the clip.
So he's just like really fucking strong, really like, is he a cursed energy user? Like, can he do like, Fushiguro type shit? So that is the cursed energy shit.
That's his his cursed technique that he uses. All of the users seem like they have different jujutsu that they use, different curse techniques.
Right.
We know he can also use the Black Flash, I believe, because he taught Itadori or Yuji to do it.
Right. Oh man, dude. Imagine, dude. That's like Roshi teaching Goku like the Kamehameha wave. Watch whenever we see Toto do his Black Flash.
And then. So yeah, the other thing we see him do is the boogie woogie or whatever.
Yes.
You can swap any two things that we were just talking about. Like, the fact that he tricked him by explaining how it works to first empower his technique, but then saying, like, slightly misleading him by like trying to make him think one thing when really the technique didn't only work on people.
Right.
And using that to his advantage was really cool. So not only is he like a, like, he kind of seems like he's just this big brawny character who's like all muscles and no brains, that, but then he proves that he's also pretty good at like different tactics, combat tactics.
Yeah, so, like, he's smart as fuck.
Yeah. So
like, if, like he'll say some monologue shit and you'll be like, okay, this mother, he's like a philosopher.
Yeah, he's like some fucking crazy shit. He's very cool. I love that character.
Oh my god.
Let's see. Is there any other notable cool powers that I'm missing?
So I want to talk about Gojo's his domain power.
Gojo's
and domain. I think it's called Infinite Domain.
Let's see. What is it?
Abilities. Let me see. I don't want to. I don't. I'm scared.
Unlimited void.
Yeah.
Muryo Kusho. Kusho. Muryo Kusho. That's Gojo's domain expansion. Unlimited void. It creates a metaphysical space that causes the victims to receive all kinds of stimuli and information endlessly, restraining their thought processes and actions.
Okay.
His control over his domain is so precise that he can activate it for only 0.2 seconds, limiting its lasting effect on those he traps.
So, is that like a genjutsu?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's different because in the genjutsu,
like, it's so that type of shit. Domains,
it's that type of shit. Yeah. So how, if I understand correctly, it's essentially a sensory overload that he's giving them to. He's essentially,
oh my
stunning
god, that makes me
just, like,
so
making
uncomfortable.
Them experience all types of shit at once, and they're essentially having sensory overload and just like stunned theirs, kind of. So in genjutsu, it's a similar effect to where they're like stunned because they're seeing some shit and they think they're like trapped in like an illusory world.
Yeah.
But in Jujutsu Kaisen, the domain expansion is like, I think, real. Like, it's not like some kind of illusion that he's summoning. It's like his domain, his curse.
Yeah, because right, because they set up that domain. That was a domain over the whenever they were all fighting in the forest. That big.
Right.
So that was the domain.
That
was a barrier, not somebody's domain.
Right. Yeah, that was a barrier.
Okay.
The other times we've seen a domain is when
I'm talking about like from the outside. Have we seen it from the outside?
From the outside. Like a domain from the outside?
Yeah. Like we had
so
the barrier.
Whenever they fought Mihito early on, he used his domain expansion. And I think it was Nanami was stuck in it, if you recall, during their fight at the school when he was confronting that kid who Mihito manipulated into like killing all those people.
Right.
He used his domain expansion, and then I think Yuji had to like break into it somehow.
That's right.
If you recall, yeah, that was a domain expansion.
So it's like Pervy Sage's like inside the toad thing. Remember, or is that
the toad world?
Yeah.
So the toad world in Naruto is almost like a different dimension. Whereas I'm not super sure about the domain expansion. I think it's kind of just like a.
Because I'm remembering that hallway scene where Sasuke drags that Chitadori across the wall to try to fuck up Itachi, and then they break out of it, and it just looked so real, and I was just thinking that's kind of, you know what I mean?
So a domain expansion is a type of barrier.
Okay.
But it has to do with their innate domain, which, if you recall correctly, an innate domain is like something inside of a practitioner. This is kind of like a common thing in like martial arts fantasy type genres, where they have like this innate domain that's inside of a martial arts user. That's kind of like where your ki is sometimes.
Yeah.
And essentially you can like train it up and it'll get stronger, build up like a more powerful source of key, but also it's not just that. It's something you can kind of like your mind can go into, and it's like a source of your power essentially. So whenever they're doing a domain expansion, they're essentially expanding that innate domain inside of them.
right.
into like the physical world, I guess. Probably through cursed energy. I'm not sure what that actually looks like as far as the how the power works, but that's my rough guess slash.
Makes I mean makes sense to me. And my favorite right now is the Fushiguro.
Yeah, his is
the Shadow one. Oh well, oh my god. I mean, I love all like Shadow shit. You know, it looks dope. Sure.
Was his a domain expansion or was it just like a morphing of his ability?
Because it was like a trump card. It was like he was about to die, and he's so like, "All right, I'm gonna die anyway. Let me just unleash this shit." So it seemed like it was something that he hadn't.
Okay, it is a domain expansion.
Okay, so that's his domain.
The Chimera
shit.
Shadow Garden, yeah.
Gungle, oh man, the Chimera ant. That reminds me of the Hunter. The Chimera ants.
Aniete, Kungle Aniete.
Are you reading the? There you go, practicing.
Aniete, Aniete, Kungle Aniete. I think is how you say it. Whatever. It's a. Chimera Shadow Garden, and yeah, it's a domain expansion. So domain expansions are a type of barrier, so I'm guessing they somehow put a barrier out and then unleash their domain,
right?
Domain in there or something. But
I'm satisfied.
The show is so amazing. The powers are cool, the characters are interesting, the story,
and it's not just fighting, you know.
Right, they make the fight. They have reasons to make the fighting more interesting.
And it's like psychological, strategic fighting with horror, with like hero, like power type shit. Like it's I especially like the horror feel to it. That's what really is drawing me to it. If it didn't have that, I would feel like it was kind of like, you know, copying a whole bunch of shit. But it's just like the horror implemented so well into it and makes everything so much better. Because this is what I like about it. It feels like a true crime detective show sometimes. Like they'll introduce like those people in the movie theater. They like gave a brief description of the crime case or whatever.
Right.
And then they were showing like evidence and shit, and it just gave me a whole. Because I've been watching a whole bunch of like documentaries on like serial killers and stuff, and it's given me that type of vibe again, and that's what's really drawing me to it. And the fact that Toto's in there, bro.
Yeah, it's like they just make, like I said, they make all of the fights not just like meaningless fights. There's like a reason for them, and they make sense when they happen. And then when the characters win, it's not like they win by some fluke or some power that just came out of nowhere. It's usually like, a tactic that they use that they're thinking out during the fight. They're like, how do I beat this guy? And then they're just like showing you the characters like ideas and stuff. And
right.
Like, whoa, that's crazy.
Full fucking strategy, man. Like the whole time they're talking. That's why I got to watch it again, because there's so much dialogue that I was having to read just to like keep up with it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not going to regret watching it again at all. I'm probably not going to regret watching it a second time or a third time or a fourth time.
That first outro for
yes the jazz,
so good. It's so fucking
yes
good. Where they're dancing like through, oh my god, dude, I literally watched every single one of those.
Dude,
every
me too, man, me too.
I watched it. It was just so good.
Usually
I
skip.
They have like a phenomenal like outros or intro animations with like a song.
Yeah,
so good.
And it was
so
different. Good. It was different animation. It was different outro tracks that I haven't heard. And it's usually not like that. Usually you don't see someone going hardcore on a sax, bro.
Yeah. It was phenomenal. And the intro is also pretty good, too. The second ones, I don't think are as good, but they're still good.
It's like it's a different vibe.
For sure.
I definitely love the first intro and the first outro way more than the second one. The first outro, man, bro. My God.
Phenomenal. It's definitely in my top, probably my I want to say top 10, but I don't know the top 10 off my top of my head, so I can't say that for certain.
I haven't watched a lot of shit, but it's definitely in my top 10 outros.
Yeah, I would say, easily in top 10 outros for me.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think for as far as like anime openings and intros, I think it would still be in the top 10, honestly.
Oh, really okay. Good. I think so too, man. Because I really, really, really love the sax.
Yeah, I
and
rarely
it sounded
watched
so good.
Every single like outro and intro of a show, and this one I watched every single outro whenever that theme was on. It's so good. I would just let it play out. And, man. It just made me sad that the show was over, because it would get me hyped for more, you know? Like, you're sitting there and the show's ending, and you're just, like, watching this, and you're like, ha-ha, yeah. And it's kind of winding down a little bit, because it's kind of chill.
Yeah.
But also, like, it kind of hypes me up, just because, like, the way they animate the characters was very, like, lively, I guess.
Yeah, man, that's interesting. The animation is very interesting, because it's like... It looks like a lot of other shit, but there's like different effects that they add into it, and it's so like well polished that I don't know, man. It just looks phenomenal. Like like the really like high speed animation. A lot of people can't do that right, and whenever they were fighting. That fucking dude with the mohawk and the dude with his arm got on the side of the road, they were like flying around and like running and doing a whole bunch of fast paced action, and I was like really paying attention to like if their faces were like blank during some of that, so they would save some more time on the animation. You know what I'm talking about, how they do some of that, and dude, it was like detailed to the fucking second.
Man, yeah, they fucking, like, yeah, I think we've been over the animation in this show. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, if you like shonen, you like to watch good action scenes, watch this fucking show. It is masterclass shonen. My Hero, this, Demon Slayer, we are getting...
I gotta watch Demon Slayer.
You watch that next. If you like this show, you will like Demon Slayer. It starts It starts off a little slow, I'll say.
It's going to be like one of the newer, I'm not used to seeing horror stuff, and seeing that seeing Jujutsu got me really hyped. So it has horror in it, I'm assuming. It has Demon Slayer. Is there like demons and shit?
Yeah, there's some demons.
So that's that alone is going to draw me to it.
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out. I like Demon Slayer less than this show, but the last half of Demon Slayer is just nonstop hits. It's like the fights near the end of the show and the ending of season one leave you really hyped for what's coming in it. So it's really good. There's one moment in the show I think I talked about on one of the other episodes where I went back and I like played that scene over like three fucking times, man. Okay. There's one specific scene. When you get to it, I know you will know what I'm talking about, because it is such like an epic moment in the show. It is like one of the top fucking shonen moments of like recent shonen shows.
Okay, dude.
Like,
All right. Dude, I'm going to come back to you like tomorrow. I'm going to be like, yo, I'm one episode away from finishing it. I haven't slept.
I'm just... Shonen is like my favorite genre. Just like action shonens are so fun to watch. And they have... so tickled at the number of just like high quality shonens we've been getting recently.
Yes,
we have My Hero, we have Demon Slayer, we have Jujutsu, we have, I know I'm missing some here, I'm gonna look some up.
Like there's like, if you finish, like I just finished Jujutsu, and there is so much more good fucking shonen shit left. You know, I'm not just like finishing it and be like, okay, I gotta wait until this season comes up. Like, there's so much more shit, so much good shit that's coming out, like consistently. Like, come on, bro. Thank you, the anime gods, the manga gods. Thank you.
Oh, we had, I don't know if you've seen this one, but we had Shokugeki no Soma. I really like that one. We had that one recently. The last season of that ended.
Demon Slayer is my next one, because y'all have been talking about it a lot. It was already on my next.
No, yeah, Demon Slayer is definitely up there. I definitely go. Oh, Black Clover is another great one that I was reading for like a really long time.
Right.
I started watching it, didn't really like the voice actor, which I think was a very common sentiment. Because the voice actor in that one, I'm not going to go on a whole tangent, but like he screams a lot and it's really annoying and kind of just jarring at first.
Yeah.
But I'm like 70 episodes into it, or 50 episodes into it now, I think.
You got used to it.
It's much better, yeah. And I finally passed where I was in the manga in the show.
Yeah.
So now I know for sure I'm going to keep watching it. But yeah, Black Clover is a great one. That has recently come out. I already mentioned Food Wars. Dr. Stone is one that a lot of people like. I don't I haven't been watching it, but I've been reading it for a while.
Okay. Let me talk about that very briefly. I'll tell you why I stopped watching it. Dr. Stone.
Dr. Stone. Okay.
I think I finished the first season. I think so. And I love the whole concept. I love the story, but it's really kiddie. Like, there's a lot of, like, really childish moments in there it's too much for me, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It feels
But
a
I
lot
love like, the concept, man. Like, everybody's turned to stone, and this one fucking dude is trying to, like, rebuild civilization. I love that.
The idea of it is really cool, and I think, honestly, they do...
like, is it really geared towards kids, like, that much? Or is that just...
Kind of, yeah, it is a little bit. I mean, it's a shonen. At the end of the day, so
right, but I mean, One Piece is too, but there's not that it doesn't feel that silly as Dr. Stone. Like it's just my sense of humor, but it was just like aggravating me.
Yeah, I don't think it's one of the best ones. It's it's pretty good, and I think the manga is definitely better. I don't recall because I didn't watch too much of the show.
Maybe I should read it because just hearing them goof around and just like do a bunch of that shit like all the time is aggravating.
Right.
So maybe I'll switch.
20 minutes of that versus reading it for like 10. The pacing feels a lot better because you can get through a chapter of that in like 10 minutes or so, maybe 15.
I think I'll like it way more reading it.
And so the pacing feels better. It doesn't feel like you're stuck with this weird, you know, whatever kitty thing joke that they're trying to make, you know?
Right. That's my only problem. I love the concept of the show. The animation is pretty good.
The concept is great. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, for what it's worth, I have not, I stopped reading it 2 months ago, right before it came out. Not 2 months ago. It's been airing for a while. Whenever it was airing, I had like caught up right before it started airing because I started reading it, realized that saw the announcement that it was going to get a anime, caught up in it so I could be prepared for the anime.
Right.
And then ended up not really liking the anime that much and liking some other shows that were airing better. So I didn't watch it.
Right.
So now I just haven't read it in a while. But it goes an interesting route and they have like the whole battle with...
that big, that muscular dude that fucking rips people's heads off.
And then I'm not going to spoil anything, but they resolve that.
Yeah.
And then they kind of go into some other stuff that's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting, the idea of just rebuilding society from the ground up.
I really like it, that concept.
I remember them getting in near the end of where I was. Maybe not near the end. I can't remember. Somewhere in there, they start actually talking about like an economy. They find this economist kid. You know how they
that's
like revive
so interesting.
People
yeah.
that are like really geniuses.
Yes, they revive like key players in society.
Right. So they get like the strongest high schooler at like the very beginning, so that way he can do it. And he gets like the strongest endurance guy, which is his friend, to do all the heavy work while he does all the science stuff. And then did you ever get to the part where they find that village?
Yes. No? Yes. I did it was like pretty primitive and
So there's a daughter in that village that has like, this illness that he has to cure and then
I remember
he goes on and they actually learn some stuff about what happened during that part of it and then anyway they go in there they go and revive some other people that are really interesting like they have the guy who's like a what do they call him? I forget what it is. It's like a guy who's really good at social interactions or something. He's like good at manipulating people, I think. And he's like really tricky. They revive him and then they revive this economist guy, I think, if I recall correctly. And I don't know. There's some interesting moments in it and it's all based around the idea of the show. And essentially my thoughts on it are what you said. The idea of the show is really cool and the idea behind it is really cool. Yeah. But the execution could use a little bit of improvement.
Yes. Yes. Otherwise, it's great. So let's that covers the shows. I mean, I the shows that I've been fucking with was the Jujutsu Kaisen I just finished. I've been watching Arrested Development.
Oh, really? Nice. That what's her face just died actually.
Yep, the mom.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't
the mother Archer.
I didn't think like the first 5 or 6 episodes were funny like at all. But I kept watching it. Because all the characters were so, like, attractive to me, like, in, like, a character sense. Like, they were...
interesting.
Yeah, they're so interesting, and they were, like, really good actors, too, so, like, it kept me going. And now I'm laughing at it.
The fucking banana stand, man.
Dude, that's just, like, that's, like, the first shit. I'm in season two, end of season two.
There's, like,
I love the middle brother. The middle brother is the funniest.
Is he the magician?
Yes, yes. He is the fucking funniest, man.
Dude, he's
the most stupid shit.
That's such a weird fucking family. Yeah, and he's ridiculous. He always tries to do some magic act when nobody wants it and then just fails every time.
And he's in, like, this magician pact where they don't reveal their secrets, and he's constantly getting kicked out for revealing the secrets.
Right, it's
so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I didn't watch the show the whole way through, but my girlfriend watched it, so I've seen a bunch of the episodes just sitting down while she was watching it and watching with her.
Right.
It's pretty good. I wouldn't say it's, like, one of my favorite sitcoms, but the actor that plays the mother is in one of my favorite, Archer. Archer is phenomenal. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't, but I remember it coming on. I never tried to get into it, so maybe that'll come around.
So, one thing I'll say about Archer is that if you're just watching, like I did, whenever I watched it and thought it wasn't really that good,
yeah,
it was just watching the episodes here and there, and you don't really get the whole storyline, and you don't really understand all of the characters' jokes and interactions, because they build up, like, all of these inside jokes that the characters have, and, like, the characters' personas from season to season,
right,
are just, like, they're...
That's the type of show that I like, though, so that's good.
The best way I can sell it is, if you like banter between characters, this is the show to go to. This show
Fair
has
enough.
Stopped here. No show has beaten the banter between characters ever. This show is not at all about the storyline. It's not about anything else. To me, it's literally only about the interactions between the characters, and it's so fucking hilarious.
See, you must know me pretty well, because that right there sold me, because I like... quick back and forth, like fuck you, like type
exactly,
banter.
Exactly.
Yeah,
dude, it is so witty too. Some of the shit they say is just fucking hilarious.
I love comedy that someone will say it, and then because I can claim that I'm pretty comedy educated, and I really like the ones that take a little second, and then you're like, oh my fucking god, like you're thinking about it, you're unpacking the joke. And, like, if it's a really complex one that's executed really well, you're like, holy, how did he think about that? Like, there's, like, double entendres in there, and there's fucking callbacks to the beginning of the fucking stand-up. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit.
So a lot
shit.
Of it builds on itself and just, like, becomes more and more, like, slowly over the course of the show, it becomes more and more ridiculous, like, the shenanigans that they're getting into, that the characters are into.
That's like us calling, like, Lizard King and fucking Cyclops.
Dude,
and, like...
So let me just tell you this. There's one character in the show.
Yeah.
Pam. I think her name is Pam, if I recall correctly. And she is fat as shit for, like, the entire show. But there's one season where they get all a bunch of fucking cocaine, and they have, like, this – they're trying to sell it. Like, over the course of the season, they have this cocaine that they got from some crazy method that I forget. And so they're trying to sell it to get their money back, essentially.
Yeah.
And instead of selling it, Pam is just, like, snorting it throughout the season, and she becomes super skinny. And, like, the whole season is just, like, this weird thing where she's skinny now, and she used to be, like, this, the butt of a bunch of jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
She was fat, and she was, like, weird or whatever. So all the characters would kind of, like, make jokes about that. So finally she's, like, having her moment where she's, like, I'm skinny now, and I'm hot. And she's just fucking doing a bunch of cocaine.
Yeah, I'm fucking cokehead.
It's, like, crazy fucking shit that happens in all of the seasons, and it's hilarious.
It's great.
Some of the recent seasons aren't as good, I guess I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
starting from season one if I'm going to watch it, you know?
Yeah, so... at least watch up to, like, the first 5-6 seasons. Those are all phenomenal. And then I think it's 7 or 8 when they start getting into this thing where they're, like, moving between, like, settings, I guess, is the best way I can describe it. Which, whenever you get there, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Right. So, Archer and Arrested Development.
Yeah.
And Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
And
yes.
Black Clover.
Demon Slayer first. Demon Slayer first.
Right.
Black Clover can come later.
Once no. I'm Demon Slayer is first for me. I was just recapping all the shit that we're talking about. Demon Slayer, 100%. It's coming.
Black Clover, to me, is like a really good and interesting one, but it's not like one of the best of the best.
We kind of just like periodically watch an episode here or there. That's kind of what it's sounding like to me.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Like every once in a while, I'll be like, all right, and I don't really have any other shows to watch right now. I'm caught up on everything. I'll go watch some Black Clover. Is exactly what that show is for me.
Good. Good. I mean, maybe I'll fucking love it to where it's not a shit like that to me.
Yeah.
And
okay,
it's like, I'll fiend again, for it, you know?
If you watch it, I'm warning you, and this is to anybody who watches it.
Okay.
Watch it and get used to the voice actor. You get used to it. Trust me, you get used to it. It's not that bad after you get used to it. He doesn't continue the ridiculous amount of screaming that he does in the first couple of episodes. Like, it's just...
He probably got a bunch of flack for it.
And it was interesting because I had been reading this manga, Black Clover, for a while before it became an anime.
Yeah.
And then when the anime was announced, they announced this voice actor. And if I recall correctly, there was actually some kind of... I'm not going to say controversy because it's not like there was any like morally questionable things. It was just like people were like, will this guy actually be able to be the voice actor for the main character of what will be a long time running shonen show?
Oh, okay. So it's just like a commitment type thing.
His ability. Like his commitment, his ability to do it justice, I guess, as well.
Right.
And at this point in the show, I think he does do it justice. I think it was just jarring at first because of we've talked about it before that idea of what a character sounds like in your head.
Yeah,
and
right.
You have like a voice actor that doesn't sound anything like.
And
what
so
you
it doesn't said. At all.
For me, it didn't. However, since you haven't read the manga, you probably won't have as much of a jarring reaction, like a much of a you won't be as taken aback by it.
Right.
But it's definitely like I was reading the comments when the first few episodes came out. And people were definitely still ragging on the voice actor for making he yells, dude. It's so it's so annoying and cringy at first. But then like he kind of chills out on it and gets better at making it not sound as cringy, I guess. Like just like
he's making making progress.
8-year-old like yelling angrily or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Jesus Christ! I don't like
better. I promise you, it gets better.
I don't like that high pitched shit. But I'll soldier through it eventually.
It's also interesting just because
of Demon Slayer first.
The way they do the magic and stuff in the show is actually pretty cool.
Mm.
But yeah, Demon Slayer first for sure.
Dope. So that's a wrap up of all the shows that we've been fucking with and all the potential shows that we're going to fuck with in the future. And I think that's a perfect wrap up to our episode 21. And thank God we're banking this episode because I have so much fucking shit to edit. It's unreal. I haven't even touched the deck episode. Like I mapped it out, but I haven't edited it or anything. I have to get.
How much content did you record yesterday?
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Damn.
It's our biggest project yet, like the file size.
So we have like 4 or 5 hours of content to go through.
Yeah. And I have to get the 1-year anniversary out by tomorrow, 7 p.m. All I have left to do is fully render it. And then, I mean, all I have to do, man, that takes like fucking 6 hours total. Because like rendering takes like 2 hours. Processing to YouTube takes about 2.5 hours. And then, you know, shit. Right. My computer is going to be doing some overtime tonight is what I'm saying. So,
going.
right. I've been giving it some breaks recently. I'll whenever I'm really not using it, I'll put it in silent mode, which is just like the lowest like power option, just to not be running it at an insane shit all the time. But anyway, that'll come out episode 43 for Broke Knock Life, our 1-year anniversary, Ladiversary, excuse me. The first episode I uploaded was April 4th, and that is tomorrow, and I will make sure it will be out by 7 p.m. CST. I'll probably get the audio. I'll probably release the audio and the video at the same time, so y'all cheating motherfuckers don't get to listen to our good-ass podcast first. So episode 21 is a wrap-up. We're going to play Take It Down by your boy Chazzy from the Side Project Podcast. And dude, how do I remember all of this shit? Because usually whenever I'm trying to talk to people, I'm just like forgetting everything. I guess it's like from the practice of doing it over and over and over and over.
Doing it over and over, you're building up. Yeah, probably building up skill almost.
Right, 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 right. So, Take It Down by Chazzy, Side Project Podcast, and we will be doing some features with them because I think they're the ones that asked us what we're doing next week. So, they'll be coming on our show. So, Give me your availability for next week, and then that's a wrap. Take It Down, Chazzy, Side Project, blah blah blah. Let's take this out. I got a fucking piss, dude. So bad. I'll play like 30 seconds. And then that's all I'm giving y'all. I like them scratches.
Feel very 90s hip hop.
Yeah.
90s really hip hop.
I didn't notice the scratches in the beginning. Alrighty. I will catch you later. Oh, yeah, man.
See you later.
Catch you later, man. Peace out.